You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour Manager Watch series. This is episode one. If you don't know what Manager Watch is, you obviously haven't been listening to The Football Hour before. Last season, we went through all 20 teams and we analysed their managers, their transfer business, and where we thought they would end up in the Premier League standing. So guess what? We're going to do exactly the same again this season. So fingers crossed, if we put the work rate in, there should be 20 Manager Watch episodes. We are going to start with the champions, Chelsea, who finished first in the Premier League last season. They deserve to be on episode one. They were fantastic last season. Dom Betts, welcome to the show, actually, by the way.
Hello.
So we're going to be discussing Chelsea's ins and outs, transfer business. We're going to be discussing where we feel Antonio Conte is thinking of changing it, whether it's formation or players next season, where we think they're going to end up. So, Dom, 93 points last season, 30 wins from 38 games. They only lost 5, but for the first time in a very, very long time, their captain, their leader, their legend, John Terry, will not be in the squad. How much will John Terry be missed around Stamford Bridge?
He's not going to be missed, obviously, in the team itself. His whole personality, I know I hate him, but he is going to be missed at Chelsea, and you don't really know how they're going to adapt to this sort of situation. It's a bit like when Fergie left United. I know it's a manager and a player is different, but it's that sort of thing. The player's been there the last 20 years. The whole of Chelsea's core in the early 2000s or late 2000s is completely gone now. You've got no Ashley Cole, you've got no Lampard, you've got no Terry, you've got no Drogba, you've got no Mourinho. So Chelsea are going to have to find a new identity now this season. They sort of found it last season, but it's a new Chelsea now. It's not the Chelsea of old. They're playing different types of football. It's not as defensive as it was under Mourinho. It's not completely all full throttle attack as it was under Ancelotti. And obviously, it's a totally different set of players. So it's exciting. I'm hating this Chelsea less than I did at the ones in 2005.
Yeah, a lot of football fans are saying that this is quite an enjoyable Chelsea side to watch. There's no players. Costa obviously riles a few people up. Apparently, he's leaving this season. We'll come on to that later on in the show. Who's going to take the weight of responsibility off John Terry's shoulders? Is it going to be a combination of Gary Cahill and the manager, Antonio Conte? Do they have to work really seamlessly together?
I think so. I mean, obviously, Cahill's going to be one taking the captain's armband off John Terry.
Good decision?
Yeah, I can't really see who else you're going to give it to. I mean, for me, it can't be anyone but head of the defence. I think I'd just be a defender or a goalkeeper to be captain for me. I find it weird when it's another player. I know midfielders can see the whole game, but the goalkeeper can see the whole game. So I wouldn't be surprised if Courtois got it, but he didn't see someone who's got proper leadership about him, because he was rumoured to be leaving like last season.
Yeah.
So, and Cahill's like, he is like the old-fashioned English centre-back, I guess you can call him. He's not the greatest centre-back in the world, but he's got the leadership qualities about him. And as you said, I think him and Conte are going to have to work together to bring this sense of leadership back to Chelsea.
Okay, moving on from John Terry. The manager, he didn't seem happy because he wasn't getting his transfer targets. And basically the big transfer target they seemingly wanted was Lukaku. He went to Manchester United after a weird holiday with Paul Pogba. Who knows, maybe they're in a relationship now and he's got to go to Manchester United. Antonio Conte signed a new deal last week. How surprising was that?
I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get it done earlier, because he's their best manager I've seen since like the early Mourinho days. I know Ancelotti won a double in his first season, but there's something else about Antonio Conte which I just love. His passion, his just the way he's adapted tactically to the Premier League. He's like, yes, okay, well, first of all, trial your system, the 4-3-3 or the 4-2-3-1, didn't work. Brings in his 3-4-3, and now every bloody team in the Premier League's playing it. He's changed the Premier League. I know the Premier League sort of adapting to modern football and stuff like that, but I just like Antonio Conte. He's not like Klopp, where he's got passion, but he doesn't win things.
Yeah.
Conte has got the passion, but he also wins things. And you talked about Lukaku. I'm sorry, but I take Alvaro Morata any day of the week over Romelu Lukaku. I think someone said it on Five Live the other week about how you take an intelligent player in the team over a bulldozer. Yes, Lukaku will probably score more goals than Morata,
yeah,
but he won't provide more to the team. Like, Morata's movement is 10 times better than Lukaku's is. And for a team like Chelsea, where you've got the likes of Eden Hazard, Pedro, Willian, who get goals anyway behind you,
yeah,
you don't need a 30, 40 goal a season striker. You need maybe a 20 goal a season striker. And yeah, Morata's proved it in big games, in Champions League games for the likes of Real Madrid and Juventus.
Honestly, mate, some really good points in there. You're right about Morata. If you want to find a replacement for Diego Costa, you need the runner in behind. You don't need the Lukaku who's holding the ball up, because that's not really what Costa did. Costa was running in behind, using his strength on the defender and speed, because that's what he has. And we all know, Morata, he might not look lightning, but he is.
He doesn't need lightning because his movement's so intelligent.
Yes, yes.
He knows where what the right run to make is, where Lukaku isn't always going to make that run. He's just going to run in the direct line, try to bulldoze the defence off and bury him with his left foot.
And what did Chelsea do to win the league last year? There was an awful lot of 1-0 wins. Diego Costa, a game really sticks out. Chelsea fans, I don't know if you remember it, away at Middlesbrough last season, a really turgid, horrible game. But, you know, the cliche, they're the ones you need to win the Premier League. And they did, and Costa got a really scrappy goal. 1-0. 1-3 points. See you later. Back to Stamford Bridge. That's what they need from Morata. People keep saying, well, he's only got 40 career goals. Them goals have been really vital. He scored very vital goals. I remember he scored in the cup final for Juve. Did he score in the Champions League final?
It was Champions League semi-final.
He
basically got them to the Champions League final like three seasons ago.
Lukaku scored an awful lot of goals in very meaningless games.
Yeah, how many goals last season did he score against the top 16?
Do you remember this stat? This is, honestly, listeners, if you take anything from this podcast, remember this. Everton finished 7th last year with all of Lukaku's goals. Do you know what position Everton would have finished with Lukaku scoring 0 goals?
7th?
Yeah.
It's because he's one of those players who just scores lots of goals against the Bournemouths, the Hulls, the Watfords, etc., etc. But he doesn't actually score big goals against big teams.
No.
He doesn't win you the title. He just looks like he's got good stats.
We've spoken about their striker, Alvaro Morata. It's 100% certain Diego Costa's not coming back, because despite him still being a Chelsea player, he was on a Facebook Live video in an Atletico Madrid top. Also, he's not turned up for pre-season training. He's a funny bloke, isn't he?
He can't go to Atletico. They've got a transfer ban
until January. Is he going to turn up in January absolutely, completely out of shape, really unfit?
And he can't go to China because the transfer window's closed.
Right, well,
so I don't really know what he's going to do for the next 6 months until Atletico have their transfer ban.
Well, if he's free and still living in London, Diego, I know you don't speak great English, but we'll have you as our sort of Portuguese, Brazilian correspondent. Is that all right, mate? Diego, fancy that? Tweet us at the Football Hour.
Yeah, you can be our Liga Portuguesa.
he would definitely be a geezer.
Yeah.
So, other players they've brought in. Bakayoko from Monaco, defensive midfielder. Why are they so keen, Chelsea, to get rid of Matic and bring in this bloke?
Well, if anyone who watched Monaco last year, and I watched a lot of them play, because what else am I going to do on a Sunday and watch Liga?
Yeah, but like,
if we're looking at today's transfer market and inflated prices, 34 million isn't that bad for a 22-year-old who was one of their best players last year. And obviously, Matic has never really seemed comfortable at Chelsea for me. Even in that first season when he came back, he was excellent. He never looked comfortable at Chelsea.
He's really one-dimensional player, isn't he?
Yeah, last season he showed bits that he's a bit better for a forward, but I mean,
He showed bits in that semi-final against Spurs. Do you remember that? Thunderbolt.
Absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, Tomui Bakayoko, I'd take over Matic any day of the week.
Yeah, looking at the people they brought in, other than Willy Caballero, they're young players. Morata, 24, Bakayoko, 22, and the centre-back, let's talk about him, 30 mil from Roma. Antonio Rudiger, 24 years old. Is he going to start? They had Kurt Zouma.
Got on loan to Stoke. He's clearly not going to be a starter, but he's someone who can push.
Is he clearly not going to be a starter?
Well, I think there's no reason to change what they had last season, and I don't see Rudiger being better than David Luiz. I don't see him being better than Gary Cahill. I don't see him being better than Cesar Azpilicueta. And they've also got Andreas Christensen, who's come back from his 2-year loan at Borussia Mönchengladbach, who's also going to be challenging for those places. So I think they've brought him in to challenge, not just as a backup centre-half.
Are they going to get Sandro? Is it Alexandro from Juve? Or could what happen, Azpilicueta be pushed out to right back, and then their three centre-halves are now Cahill, captain, Luiz and Rudiger?
I mean, you could do that, but then you don't have a reason to drop Moses. He was one of their best players last year.
For me, Aspilicueta's not a right wing back.
No, he's a right back or a left back, but he's not a wing back. He's definitely in a three. He can play in the back three, and obviously they're linked with Alexandro, but Marcus Alonso was quality last year. So I don't really see much positions where they needed to upgrade apart from in the midfield, possibly in the defensive department, and obviously to replace Diego Costa, and they've basically done that. And I mean, obviously, I think Conte still wants to sign a few more players, and obviously he needs to improve his squad because they've got Champions League football this year. They're going to need a big squad.
Yeah. Well, the elephant in the room and the thing that we have to speak about is Chelsea's last season under Jose Mourinho. So they walked to the league when their messiah Mourinho came back, and then the players lost complete drive, some get up and go to actually, right, we want to defend the league. Where did they finish that season? Was it ninth?
Yeah, it was like eighth, ninth, something like that.
They were flirting with relegation, though. This sounds a silly question after signing Morata and Bakayoko, but could that happen again?
Well, no, because they've actually improved their squad this time. If you remember, after they won the league that year of Jose Mourinho, they didn't sign anyone. They didn't sign one player. Yes, you won the league, but you have to improve your squad all the time. You have to constantly be improving. You've got to constantly be adapting to the new football market, new tactics and stuff. So I think this season will be a bit different. Conte is a totally different manager to Mourinho. You can see that with his passion. The players seem to want to play for Conte. So, yeah, I don't really see it happening this year. It's just more how they cope with the Champions League football.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think it's a good thing that Hazard got injured at the start of the summer? Because all the transfer speculation we thought this summer was going to be Hazard to Real Madrid, Hazard to Real Madrid, Hazard to Real Madrid. And we were going to get bored with hearing that until it actually happened. But that's not happening because he's injured at the moment.
I think Chelsea would be stupid to sell him.
Do you think they were ever going to sell him?
I mean, they're not in a position where they need to sell players, are they?
No.
I know Real Madrid obviously have more money than Chelsea because they're bloody Real Madrid and they're the biggest team in the world. But like, I didn't see the point in Hazard going to Real Madrid. He wouldn't start because Zidane plays a diamond. And he plays Isco in behind, obviously, Ronaldo and Benzema. And I don't see where Hazard fits into that. They've got Bale sitting on the bench, for crying out loud.
No, I don't think Real Madrid is going to sign any forward players.
That's not really where they need to improve, I'm being perfectly honest, either. Like, you don't need to improve your forwards, and you've got the likes of Benzema, Bale, Isco, Ronaldo. And obviously in the midfield, you've got the likes of Modric. Mm. You've got Casemiro, who was an absolute revelation last season. It was unbelievable. Casemiro had been on loan like teams like Porto in the season before, and like he thought he'd just be a squad player. Then he made that sort of holding midfield position in the diamond his own.
I agree. Back to the boys from the bridge. Where do you think Chelsea are going to finish next season?
I'm going to say second.
Don't reveal who you think is going to finish first. Are they going to keep the 3-4-3 formation?
I can't see them changing it. I mean, you can make little adaptations to where the holding midfielders sit with the three. Is it a three or is it a two then a one? Is it a one then a two? But I mean, it'll be a 3-4-3 in essence.
Okay. I think Chelsea are going to finish third.
I think what Chelsea might do, I think they want to focus, because they've won the league now with Conte, Conte might want to think, oh, I want to not put all my eggs in the Champions League basket.
But Love Island reference.
But keep focus on that. They've got the squad by the time they probably finish their transfer business. And like, so I think, yeah, second, I'm going to say second, and you're going to say third, but I think they'll actually will go far in the Champions League. For me, out of all the English teams, I think they'll go furthest in the Champions League.
Okay. Football Hour friends, you've heard where we think they're going to finish. I think a really cool thing for you to do was be get involved with this. So we're going to do what we believe is going to be the Premier League standings at the end of next season. Why don't you do a list for us? It can be on a piece of paper, 1 to 20, or do a Word document, do an Excel spreadsheet, whatever you want to do. Tweet us that photo at the Football Hour, and at the end of the season, we'll have a look and see who got the closest. I'm not sure whether there'll be a prize, but it'll just be a fun thing for you to do. 1 to 20 on a piece of paper, and then that would be 100% your type of Premier League standings on paper. Yeah, that could be our hashtag, okay? So we'll do ours. I think Alex Mearns thinks Chelsea are going to finish third. Dom Betts thinks they're going to finish second. Where do you think Chelsea are going to finish? And then put all the other teams on your piece of paper, tweet us at the Football Hour. What we'll do is we'll discuss your photos and your tweets.
Yeah, because we won't have a dissertation to do come the end of next season.
Yeah, exactly. So we can actually have a look at them. Good idea, isn't it, Dom?
Great idea,
social media interaction. So if you know, do you know our Twitter? No, Alex, I don't know the Twitter. Okay, I'll tell you. It's at the Football Hour, all one word, yeah? Of course it's all one word, you idiot, Alex. People know, that's 2017, people know how to work Twitter. Okay, it was brilliant being back in the booth with you, Dom Betts. The Football Hour is back for your ears, for your phones, for whatever you do with the podcast. I don't know what you do with it. Maybe you kiss your phone whilst you're listening to the Football Hour podcast, because it's so brilliant and we're so happy to be back. Dom, thank you very much.
No problem.
Are Chelsea fans going to be happy with our predictions? We didn't predict that you couldn't have come 15th. We're not that bad.
I would have if I thought that, but
actually, would if I thought that. Okay.
Yeah, that made sense. Great English as always. That's probably why I did so well in my dissertation. But yeah, I just think they're going to do well this season again.
All right, Kate, next up, next podcast will be Tottenham Hotspurs. We'll be discussing their move to Wembley. We'll be discussing whether they're going to sign any players at this very point of recording. They haven't been. And we'll be discussing whether Harry Kane will be finished top goal scorer next season. Right, watch out for the Spurs podcast. Are we going to do it like Netflix and release them? We might do it in like parts. So 7 at once, let's send 7 and then 6, okay? All right, we'll see you soon. Keep subscribed to the podcast. Shut up, Alex, and let them go. Okay, people, why are still people still listening, Dom?
Yeah, why are you still listening?
Why are you listening?
That's a very good question.
Okay, we're actually, this is, in 3, 2, 1, we're going to say bye, okay? All at the same time, Dom. 3, 2...
What am I saying?
Bye. So just say goodbye. Say goodbye, then.
Bye.
Bye.